Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the romantic operetta, The Vagabond King, starring Gordon McRae and his charming guest, Ira Fatina. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight, another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, sir, tonight we present one of the greatest musicals of all time, Rudolf Frimmel's thrilling operetta, The Vagabond King. Singing the role of Catherine, you will hear one of our great favorites, Ira Fatina. Jean Fenn is Huguette. Francis X. Bushman is that engaging scoundrel, Louis of France. And I appear as that rogue of early Paris, François Villon, the Vagabond King. Yes, I was called the King of the Vagabonds, back in the days when the Duke of Burgundy was trying to capture Paris, and the throne of Louis, King of France, was swaying like a rocking chair. On this particular evening, I was hurrying along the cobblestone streets of Paris, toward the Fir Cone Tavern, with Huguette, one of the girls from the thieves' market.
But François, the Duke of Burgundy is already at our gate.
The rabble of Paris will never let him enter, Huguette. The thieves, the pickpockets, the beggars, they'll die before they throw open the gates of Paris to Burgundy.
They will do as you say. You know that.
Then come. This way.
François, not to the Cathedral of Notre Dame again.
Oh, Huguette, this one last time.
François, there are so many girls among your own people. Why should you come to the cathedral night after night to watch a lady who is so far above you?
Why? Because when she walks down a street, all the beauty of the world walks with her. Because when she sings, a poet, a knave, a king, or a thief must burn with desire to be the answer to her song. Why, listen. Here she comes.
François, now you've done it.
Huguette, follow her carriage and give her this letter. I'll wait for you at the Furcone Tavern.
What is it?
It's a poem. The love song of a thief. Seek at the Furcone Tavern, stranger. It's a meeting place for men far different than you seem.
I've heard much of this fellow called Francois Villon. I am eager to see him.
Well, I don't blame you. He's the most reckless, fearless, fascinating rogue in all Paris. Ah, here we are.
Francois? You are Villon?
The king of the vagabonds, sir. Rabble of Paris, I salute you. Who, my ragged lambs, is the cleverest thief among you? And who, my plundering pigeons, is the finest poet in Paris? And who, my raucous royalty, is the greatest lover in France? Listen! Listen, my arrogant jailbirds. The Duke of Burgundy hammers at the gates of Paris. Are we going to stand silent and let him conquer us?
No!
The king is an nincompoop. If I were king, the Burgundians would be driven from the city before another dawn. Come on, you beggars of Paris town, you lousy rabble of low degree.
You rabble of low degree.
Spare King Louis to keep his crown and save our city from Burgundy.
Our city from Burgundy.
You and I are good for nothing but to die. We can die for liberty. Sons of toil and danger, will you serve a stranger and bow down to Burgundy? Sons of shame and sorrow, will you cheer tomorrow for the crown of Burgundy? Onward, onward, swords against the foe. Forward, forward, the lily banners go. Sons of France around us, break the chain that bound us down, down, down with Burgundy.
Sons of toil and danger, will you serve a stranger and bow down to Burgundy? Sons of shame and sorrow, will you cheer tomorrow for the crown of Burgundy?
Against the foe. Forward,
forward,
the lily banners go. Sons of France around us, break the chain that bound us down, down, down with Burgundy. And then Huguette returned to say that my Lady Catherine had insisted on coming back with her and was waiting to speak to me in the next room. I flung the door open, and at last we met, face to face.
You are Villon?
Your servant.
You wrote me this? If I were a king, oh love, if I were king, what tributary nations I would bring to kneel before your scepter.
And to swear allegiance to your lips, your eyes, and your hair. Beneath your feet, what treasures would I fling? If I were king, if I were king.
But who are you?
I am a thief. Whatever I want, I steal. Even the love of a great lady.
Love me tonight.
Never be true.
Is your love great enough that you would kill a man for me?
Well, who is he?
Thibaut d'Assigny.
The Grand Marshal of France?
Yes. I learned today that he plans to betray the king and fling open the gates of Paris to the Duke of Burgundy. He comes here tonight to meet one of your men who is in the pay for Burgundy.
And if I kill him?
My undying gratitude will be yours, as well as any price you ask.
Then I'll have that rose you wear in your hair, my lady.
Oh, in the court, that means a promise of love. What does it mean in the thieves' market?
The same as it does in the court, my lady. Will you give me the rose? Catherine left me then, and I went back inside to find Thibaut. But I found that the gentleman I had brought to the tavern with me had a surprise in store.
Quiet, rebel! I demand that you disperse in the name of the king!
The king?
Are you Louis, the king of France?
I am that nincompoop. And as for you, Master Vagabond King, you are under arrest. Now, Villon, you said that you would make a better king than I. I brought you to my castle to appoint you the new Grand Marshal. You shall act as king for 24 hours, until tomorrow morning, to be exact.
Tomorrow morning? What happens tomorrow morning?
Why, then you will be hanged, naturally.
On second thought, sire, perhaps you are a better king.
I'll give you one slim chance of survival. I'm told that you've shown great interest in my kinswoman, Lady Catherine de Vaucel. If you can win the love of that lady, you shall escape the gallows and marry her.
In 24 hours?
My servant will bathe you, shave off your beard, dress you royally. She'll not recognize you. You saw the charms you'd like to brag about, Master Villon? The cards are down. See? There she is, walking in the garden.
I paid a high price for a rose, but it was worth any price.
Only a rose.
We'll return for the second act of Vagabond King in just a moment. Meanwhile, here is Marvin Miller with a transcribed message from the American Railroads.
You know how it is these days when you go shopping and try to make a dollar stretch to cover prices that are considerably higher than they were a year or two ago, and frequently about twice as much as they were before World War II. Well, it's just about the same when a railroad goes shopping. To fill its market basket with the things it must buy, things like locomotives and cars and fuel and cross ties and tens of thousands of other things, a railroad must pay, on the average, considerably more than twice what it paid before the war. And what's true of the prices of the fuel, supplies, and equipment it takes to run a railroad is true also of the wages which railroads pay for the work it takes to turn out transportation service. For wage rates on the railroads also have more than doubled since before the war. But in the years in which wage rates and the unit costs of supplies and materials have much more than doubled, the average revenue the railroads get for hauling a ton of freight 1 mile has gone up less than 40%, so that the increase in the revenues the railroads get for what they have to sell is less than a third as much as the rise in the wages and prices the railroads have to pay. Even since the summer of 1949, when the railroads were authorized to make their latest increase in freight rates, railroad wages and the cost of things railroads must buy have gone up almost 20%. As a result of these increases alone, the cost of producing this year's railroad service will be about $750 million more than it would have cost to do the job at the wage and price level of just 2 years ago. Yes, the railroads know what it is to try to make a shrinking dollar cover rising costs. For in comparison with the cost of producing railroad service, or in comparison with the level of prices generally, or the value of the freight hauled, railroad rates today are on a level which is at or near an all-time low.
And now here is the second act of The Vagabond King, starring Gordon MacRae and his guest star, Ira Patina.
I sought Catherine in the gardens and introduced myself to her as the new Grand Marshal of France. She asked me to do what I could to save the life of François Villon. Naturally, I assured her that I would. And then I asked a favor of her.
What is it you wish, Monseigneur?
Lady Catherine, stay with me this day. The hours are short, and our lives are not much longer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Monseigneur. Perhaps tomorrow.
Tomorrow I must leave these gates. I have an early appointment, and I may not return from it.
You're a strange man.
I have no faith in tomorrow's, Lady Catherine.
When you say not today, I will ask you then, will your beauty ever be quite so fair again? When you frown and look down, let me ask of you, can I ever love you more than today? Far away, tomorrow is long to delay. Tomorrow, today will be only a memory. Tomorrow, we may learn that tomorrow is still out of reach. So far.
Catherine and I spent the day side by side in the gardens. I had sent for Huguette because I wanted to send a message to my ragged followers. When she found us together, Huguette didn't recognize me.
Lady Catherine, I have been sent for by the Grand Marshal. But first I must ask after François Villon.
Villon?
You know him. You came to the tavern last night to see him.
Why do you ask after Villon?
I'm afraid I love him.
You love Villon?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I should know better than to love him. He believes in nothing. He laughs at everything.
I'm told he's changed recently.
No. Men like Villon never change. I can tell you his whole philosophy of love. Listen.
Never try.
I sent for you because
You know my name? Who are you? No. It couldn't be. It couldn't be François. François Villon.
Villon? You are François Villon.
Your servant, my lady.
A thief. A contemptible, degraded wretch of a thief.
François, didn't she know?
Only that I was the new Grand Marshal of France.
I'm sorry, François.
I'm afraid you'll hang, Master Villon.
All right, then I'll hang, Your Majesty. But first I'll ride and fight for France tonight.
Spoken like a Grand Marshal, Villon.
No. Spoken like a thief, Your Majesty. My friends will help me defend the city. Tonight we'll fight at the crossroads. I and the beggars of slums. The thieves out of the prisons. The women and the children. Yes. Tonight the rabble of Paris are the hope of Paris. My ragged army met the men of Burgundy and conquered them. And then I performed my last duty as Grand Marshal of France. I declared the life of François Villon forfeit. There was honor among thieves. I had wagered my life on a lady's love and lost. I took my place in the gallows before His Majesty and a motley crowd.
I'm sorry, Master Vagabond. Is it still your wish to die?
Yes, Your Majesty. You set me a romantic task, and I, the greatest lover, failed.
Sire! Oh, sire, I claim your promise. I offer the hand that you said would save the life of François Villon. Your sentence must be reversed, for I claim to marry this gentleman.
And so, with Catherine beside me in a carriage I had confiscated, we rode out of Paris. And as we rode, I said to her, "Who, my ragged lamb, is the cleverest man in Paris?"
François.
And who is the finest poet in France?
François.
And who is the greatest lover in the whole world?
François. François Villon. Why are you stopping the horses?
Look at that house, Catherine, my darling. I'll wager there's a fortune in gold and silver plate in that cellar.
Uh-uh. Who, my love, promised to be the most honest man in all France?
François. François Villon.
Only a rose. For her lover.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Here, Pacino will be back in just a moment. And meanwhile, a vote of thanks to Gene Fenn and Francis X. Bushman for their fine performances in The Vagabond King, with book and lyrics by Brian Hooker, W.H. Post, and Russell Janney. Music by Rudolph Frimmel, and dramatized for The Railroad Hour by Gene Holloway. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. Through the years, the nation has looked to the Red Cross in time of disaster. And don't forget the disabled veteran, the far-off serviceman, your sick or injured neighbor. These people, too, depend on the Red Cross for help. And this year, in addition to all its normal services, the Red Cross takes on the tremendous new responsibilities of mobilizing for civil defense and of meeting the needs of our rapidly growing armed forces here and abroad. And that's why it's important to be especially generous when you give to the 1951 Red Cross Fund campaign. It's for your family, your community, and the nation. Now here again is Ira Pitina. Ira, it certainly is fun to have you on our show.
Fun? I'll have you know that I take the Railroad Hour very seriously. I even go into training for it.
Training? Oh, Ira.
I got a laugh here once. And as long as you keep asking me back, I'll keep trying. Now, what's up for next week?
Well, next week, we're training to do the great Strauss operetta hit, Rosalinda, which in the version called The Fledermaus is the hit of the season at the Metropolitan. Anna Mary Dickey will be our guest star. And, Ira, my love, we think it's going to be great.
I think so, too. Goodbye, Gord.
Goodbye, Ira, and thanks again.
All aboard!
Well, sir, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so, until next week, goodbye.
Vagabond King was presented by a special arrangement with Tam's Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae can currently be seen starring in the Warner Brothers' West Point Story. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Now, good night for the American Railroad. Stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Voice of Firestone welcomes lovely Reese A. Stevens. Listen on NBC.